You need to take advantage of the Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier 3-Pack. Everyone loves the Thunderstorm. It doesn't take up any floor space, there are no filters to replace, and it's only one-third the cost of those big, bulky air purifiers. Go to EdenPureDeals.com and use discount code Howie.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Because we knew its path, we were able to protect sensitive sites against collection.
And the idea that a balloon could traverse, break American airspace is, it's not a major breach.
The Chinese spy balloon that flew across the U.S. back in February was able to gather intelligence from several military sites.
Live from the Matthews Brothers studios.
If I were the DA, I would certainly not handcuff him. I would make sure that booking photo is not released. He would turn it into T-shirts and...
They're printing the T-shirts.
Maybe some rabble-rousers, control yourselves. We are the safest large city in America because we respect the rule of law in New York City.
You serious?
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
Welcome to the Howie Carr Show, 844-500-4242. It's the eve of mugshot day. The high holy day in the Church of Trump Derangement Syndrome, and the congregants are making their way south and north and east and west to Manhattan to be there tomorrow at the courthouse. Now, one of our new people that's working at the Howie Carr Network is Caroline Leavitt. She ran for Congress last year in the 1st Congressional District of New Hampshire, came very close to upsetting Chris Pappas, the incumbent Democrat, who now voted with the Republicans to protect gas stoves. That's how scared he was of what happened in November. 29 of them were that scared. But she's now going to be filling in for Grace when Grace Curley goes on maternity leave in the late spring, early summer. And she's going to be filling in for me every once in a while in the summer as well. And she's also doing some other work for us at the Howie Carr Radio Network. But today Caroline has an announcement that she's got another gig going on, and you're about to start seeing a lot more of her on TV. Caroline Leavitt, thanks for being with us here on the Howie Carr Show. Tell us what you've signed, your new job is.
Oh, well, thanks, Howie. I appreciate your having me on, and it's always a pleasure to fill in for you. Love the audience and love the support. But I did just start a new role as the spokeswoman for the Super PAC that is supporting President Trump's bid for the White House in 2024. I will be the spokeswoman for Make America Great Again, Inc. That's MAGA, Inc. That is the pro-Trump super PAC, again, that's supporting President Trump's bid to return back to the White House. And what a week to start with this unprecedented witch hunt, Alvin Bragg's indictment of the president, the political persecution. It's scary times for our country, but we've seen Republicans really rallying around President Trump. I've been with him since 2016, and proud to be part of the team now.
So you're going down to New York though for the event, correct?
Well, I'll be down in New York tomorrow doing several media hits, so folks can tune into Fox and Friends bright and early tomorrow morning. I will be on at 5:45 a.m. I will also
that's
be on
the pre Fox and Friends. That's
today.
What do they call that? That's the pre Fox and Friends, isn't it?
Yeah, that's for the real early risers. It's Fox and Friends first, 5:45 a.m.
And you're going to be on all day throughout the whole day, and then at 17 hours later, you're going to be on Newsmax after the president makes his address from Mar-a-Lago, correct?
Yeah, that's right. It'll be a long day, like I said, starting the day on Fox, and then we'll see what happens tomorrow at the courthouse. And then we will, of course, be very excited to tune in and watch President Trump's speech when he returns back to Mar-a-Lago. And I will be on Newsmax talking about that as well. So Encourage your viewers and listeners, of course, to tune in and support the president. You know, this really is scary, scary times, as your, you know, audience knows well, Howie, and this witch hunt against the president just speaks to the volumes of which our federal government has been weaponized against us. But yes, I will be in New York City tomorrow. I asked a friend who lives there, I said, is it legal to bring pepper spray? I know I can't bring my gun, but it's a little scary down there these days. And tomorrow, hopefully, I'm sure we'll remain peaceful on our side, but the left-wing Antifa groups can't trust him. That's for sure.
Yeah, you know, though, you can spot those people. If you've seen the pictures of them on the internet or in newspapers, they're all still wearing masks. You know, they're all frightened. I don't know what they're more frightened of, Donald Trump or COVID. You know, now what happens to Caroline? What happens if there is a gag order issued tomorrow? I mean, by the way, you're speaking with the Trump crew. Are they really concerned about this, or is this just it's rumors that are going around about a gag order?
Well, yeah, I mean, we don't know for sure what's going to happen. However, I do know that President Trump has the best legal team in the business, and the people should definitely trust them to fight on this. Many leaks have come out of DA Alvin Bragg's office. That was just confirmed by Alina, one of President Trump's attorneys. But I will say, you know, if the gag order does occur, arguably the gag order would be worse than the indictment itself, and it really speaks to the real purpose of this indictment, and it's election interference. It's to interfere in the 2024 election and take President Trump's name off of the ballot, which is just frightening when you think about it in hindsight.
So if there is a gag order, then he and Alina and all the rest of the attorneys, they're not going to be able to comment. So will it be left to you and the people from the super PAC or the campaign are they going to be gagged as well? As a super PAC, I don't think you would be, as a member of a super PAC, you wouldn't be gagged, but the campaign conceivably could be told to shut up as well, right?
Technically, yes. If they put a gag order on the candidates, that could very well extend to his campaign. Again, the Super PAC MAGA Inc. is an outside organization. We are supporting President Trump, not linked to the campaign. So there's different rules in legal action that apply, of course. However, the gag order, if that takes place, that truly is worse than the indictment itself. It's the censoring and the silencing of the leading front runner for the presidency. It's the censoring and the silencing of the former president of the United States. It's really unfathomable to believe what's happening in real time right now. Hopefully our legal team will take care of it, and we'll leave it to them, that's for sure.
President Trump just arrived at the Trump Tower on Fifth Avenue, so he's in his old digs now, I guess, and he's getting ready for his announcement, or his arraignment, I should say, tomorrow. So Caroline, did you see that Asa Hutchinson first announced he's running for president? That's quite that's really shaken up the political world, your governor Chris Sununu has given an interview to another left-wing group. Asa took on ABC News, and Sununu talked to, I think, the Daily Beast, and said that he sees a left lane for himself in the Republican field. What's your analysis of Chris Sununu's path to victory, so-called?
I'm not sure what types of people are advising the Chris Sununus and Asa Hutchinsons of the world, but they should be fired for manipulating these people into believing they have a chance at being president. But hey, all the power to them. If they want to run, best of luck. Donald Trump is the leader of the Republican Party, and he has a stronghold on Republican voters. That isn't going anywhere, especially, again, after this witch hunt that overwhelmingly Republican voters see it as such. We did a poll at MAGA Inc. that showed over 80% of Republicans believe that the indictment is a witch hunt. And ABC News even came out with a poll that said that 55% of Americans, both Republicans and Democrats, do not appreciate or support Alvin Bragg's indictment. But in terms of Asa Hutchinson, since you brought him up, Howie, would like to add, he announced his presidency on ABC, one of the most liberal news mainstream networks that there is, with Jonathan Carl, who is a hack journalist that has lied about President Trump and Republican voters time and time again. But I guess it's a fitting venue for Hutchinson, considering his only fans will be hack journalists and viewers of the liberal mainstream media. And he calls himself a conservative. Well, he's not at all. Looking into some of the legislation he supported back in Arkansas, I think the most striking piece was supporting in-state tuition for illegal immigrants. And he said in his interview with Jonathan Carl that he wants to see the very best of America move forward. Well, apparently the best of America is stealing our hard-earned tax dollars of the American people and giving it to illegals for a free ride to college. So I'm not sure how well he'll be doing with the Republican base, but again, all the power to him, and God bless him when he gets in the debate stage with Donald Trump.
He analyzes American law the same way Nancy Pelosi does, that you're guilty until proven innocent. So that's why he wants Donald Trump to – Donald Trump hasn't even pleaded not guilty yet, and he wants him to pull out of the race. So he's a member of the Pelosi wing of the Republican Party, Asa Hutchinson.
Yep, but exactly.
I think we've just given him more time than he deserved for his entire campaign. But this is it. This is the highlight for him. So can we check in with you tomorrow, Caroline, to see? Are you going to be in the? You're not going to be in the courtroom tomorrow, are you?
No. Like I said, I'll be doing media interviews. So I'll be in New York City, live on set on Fox News in the morning, bright and early. Live on set on Newsmax throughout the day. So tune in, and I'll call back in tomorrow, Howie. Thanks
okay,
so
great.
Much
we'll check in with you tomorrow then. Good work, Caroline, and we'll be watching you. And congratulations on your new gig, and I'm glad you're sticking with us too as well. 844-500-4242. Spring is in the air, and that can mean only one thing, spring grilling or just cooking. I was by myself this weekend. The mailroom manager was out in California, so I took some of my Omaha steaks treats out of the freezer, and I cooked them up. The hot dogs, I can't tell you, Jared is right about that, Grace's producer. They're the best hot dogs you're ever going to have. I also had some of those baked stuffed potatoes too. Fantastic. And last night I cooked up one of the filet mignons. Everything that you get from Omaha Steaks is just fantastic, and you want to order now because the semi-annual 50% off site-wide sale continues. Doesn't continue forever, but you want to lay in a good stock of supplies for the summer grilling season, and now as it gets warmer and the days get longer. The steak experts at Omaha Steaks have made it easy to spring into something delicious with their semi-annual sale. With 50% off site-wide, grab all your favorites, like that perfectly aged tender steak like I had last night, the filet mignon, or any kind of steak that you like, porterhouse, sirloin strip, hang or flank, anything, any kind of steak, you can get it, and you don't have to wait in line at a butcher shop. Ocean fresh seafood. The salmon's fantastic. The juicy burgers, I ate those weeks ago. Incredible air chilled chicken. I made some of that this weekend as well for my luncheon salads, and the decadent desserts. Plus, when you go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code Howie at checkout, you'll get an additional $30 off your order. That's an additional to the 50% off site-wide. At 50% off with, and then you get $30 off your order with a minimum $30 off your order if you use promo code Howie. This is the perfect way to get fired up and spring into something special. Use code Howie at checkout and take advantage of this deal. Omaha Steaks is ready to ship your order immediately, and you're going to want to hurry because 50% off site wide only happens twice a year. Don't miss your chance to save. Visit omahasteaks.com, use code Howie at checkout, and get an additional $30 off when you ship their semi-annual sale today. Minimum order may be required. I'm Howie Carr.
I subscribe to the law of contrary public opinion. If everyone thinks one thing, then I say bet the other way.
Howie Carr.
You just shot an unarmed man.
Well, he should have armed himself.
The Howie Carr Show.
844-500-4242. I love MyPillow's products. I sleep with their pillows. I wear their slippers. I dry off with their towels. Now you can enjoy all of their products with great discounts by using the code Howie at MyPillow.com. From pillows, towels, slippers, and even their Giza Dream Sheets, go to MyPillow.com and use code Howie for amazing discounts. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Today's poll question, which you can vote in at HowieCarshow.com, is, does Governor Ron DeSantis still have a chance to win the GOP nomination? Yes, no, or don't forget Governor Chris Sununu. He says he's got a lane on the left.
I'm going to say yes, he still has a chance.
53% say yes. 45% say no. 2% say don't forget Governor Chris Sununu.
Okay. All right. At this time every Monday, we like to check in and see what our fan mail is. Everybody at the Howie Carr Radio Network, whether it's me or Grace or Taylor or Jared or anybody else, people love us. They send us all kinds of fan notes, sometimes even an egg or a rotten tomato, sometimes in the mail or the email or the social media. And now we call it Hate Mail Monday.
It's time for Howie Carr's Hate Mail Monday. Let the hate flow through you.
All right. Grace is here to go over the hate mail of the week. What's happening, Grace?
Well, Howie, I'm going to start with a hate mail that I think is going to require the most context and explanation from you, and then we'll just get into kind of rapid-fire voicemails. So this was a comment beneath your column about Odyssey and the situation that they're dealing with now.
They closed at 11 cents today.
Exactly. That pretty much sums it up. But here's the comment.
I thought 13 was their lucky number. That's what they opened at.
My personal opinion of Howie Carr has always been that he is a sad, pathetic, bitter man. He signed his contract with Entercom of his own free will, but when something else came along, dangling a juicier carrot, he did everything in his power trying to get out of his contract.
I worked out my contract. My contract was expired. Go ahead.
No, that's just it. He thinks you're a sad, pathetic, bitter man. And then after he wrote that, another person wrote, did anyone listen to Howie on Monday? I'm wondering if any of the comments made it to his Hate Mail Monday segment where his female clone scours the internet looking for comments about him, her, and Taylor.
That's why you used it, because you wanted to mention that you were called my female clone.
Oh, I got a little shout out on the...
Yeah, you did!
Nice. That's a first.
Okay, so let's get to some of these voicemails. I want to start with cut one, please. Some people think your terminology is aging you, Howie.
Yeah, Brandon may put ice cream in the fridge, but at least he doesn't put it in the ice box. God, even Pat Buchanan thought you sounded old when you said that.
Did you say ice box, Howie?
I haven't had Pat Buchanan on in 10 or 15 years. I grew up, everybody said icebox, but I don't think I've said icebox for a very long time.
Other people, Howie, think that your words of wisdom, your sage pieces of advice are not quite there. This is cut three.
Words of wisdom from Howie the Scholar. If you believe in nothing, you'll fall for anything. Just because you don't believe in religion doesn't mean you believe in nothing.
Yeah, but you'll fall for anything. If you don't believe in God, you'll fall for COVID, climate change, Trump derangement syndrome, critical race theory, transgenderism. Shall I continue?
Sometimes all of the above.
All of the above.
And that's
yes. That's
quite the cocktail when you get everything mixed together. Let's play cut two, please, Taylor.
Howie Carr. Everybody knows Biden is a stumbling, bumbling fool. You're right behind him.
No, I'm really not behind him because I don't think it smells too good being behind him, especially as the day wears on. Oof. So no, I'm not behind him.
You can ask the Pope about that.
Oh, I forgot about that story. Okay, the last one goes to Taylor Cormier. This is cut four.
What's the deal with Tucker Taylor's taste in food?
Are you sure that wasn't the McDLT?
My neighbors ordered Domino's the other day. Just so juicy and delicious.
I enjoy the Olive Garden. Broccoli is gold.
Fortunately, I live in a right-to-farm community, Fall River.
Apparently, his taste in food is about as good as his taste in music.
Yeah, not good.
By the way, did you see McDonald's is told everybody to work from home from corporate headquarters for the next few days so they can be fired?
Virtually.
It's another grim milestone for the Brandon's economy. Thank you, Grace.
Thanks, Howard.
We'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242. So much stuff to get to here. I want to mention this. You know, this isn't the only fake investigation or trumped up investigation. You'll pardon the pun. That's going on involving President Donald J. Trump. You still have the Georgia investigation about the phone call, which, again, the Washington Post printed a completely fake account of the phone call to the person in the Secretary of State's office, which they later retracted, but said, hey, it wasn't our fault. We got a third hand. And then you have the investigations going on, two investigations going on with the federal Justice Department, one involving January 6th, when he said, behave yourselves and protest peacefully. And the other one is this Mar-a-Lago investigation, which is as bogus as it gets. And I just want to read you a couple things. The Washington Post moved another story from anonymous sources. The Washington Post, the ones who said there were nuclear secrets in the boxes. And, of course, that was totally false. They had to retract it. But they're back with more crap today. Justice Department said to have more evidence of possible Trump obstruction at Mar-a-Lago. Investigators increasingly suspect Trump went through boxes after subpoena, according to people familiar with the matter, who they can't be identified on condition. They spoke on a condition of anonymity to discuss an ongoing criminal investigation. So, listen to this. This one cracked me up. The additional evidence comes as investigators have used emails and text messages from a former Trump aide to help understand key moments last year. Think about it. To understand key moments. He had these documents stashed in a secure area of Mar-a-Lago. So, for instance, I have a storage unit in Needham. You know, when I downsized in Wellesley, I moved a lot of stuff to this storage unit. So it's been in so the stuff's in the storage unit. So I haven't been in the storage unit for 10 months. So, Taylor, do you think there have been some key moments at the storage unit since it's been locked up and I haven't been in it? What are they talking about, key moments here? Let's see. So the application for court approval for the search warrant. They've now got a copy of the search warrant. I want you to listen to what they're looking for a violation of. It said agents, the application for the search warrant, pursuing evidence of violations of statutes, including 18 U.S. Code 1519. Which makes it a crime to alter, destroy, mutilate, or conceal a document or tangible object, listen to this, with the intent to impede, obstruct, or influence the investigation or proper administration of any manner within the jurisdiction of any department or agency. Kind of an open-ended thing, isn't it? So, in other words, anything you do can be interpreted as a violation of 18 U.S. Code 1519. Good Lord. 844-500-4242. And then I mentioned earlier that they said that there were nuclear weapons documents in the initial search, and they later had to that Washington Post reported that like 2 hours after the G-men crashed through the gates at Mar-a-Lago, figuratively if not literally. And so then it came out months later that there was nothing having to do with any nuclear codes. Everybody knew it was just Washington Post nonsense, fake news. But so now they're explaining it away in like the 90th paragraph of this story from yesterday. In May, a grand jury subpoena demanded the return of classified documents with a wide variety of markings, including a category used for secrets about nuclear weapons. So they were on a fishing expedition for documents about nuclear weapons, and they didn't find anything. But that didn't stop the Washington Post last August from running a headline saying they'd found documents with nuclear secrets in them. 844-500-4242. 781 says, remember the process is the punishment. Exactly. Yeah, that's truly the situation. That's what this is all about. 844-500-4242. If Asa Hutchinson fell in the forest, would he make a sound? No. No, I don't think so. 844-500-4242. Where is the poll question? Our poll question, it's at HowieCarshow.com. It's right there on the front page, HowieCarshow.com. You can also check out Howie's homework with the stories from the day. And there are also three columns about the Trump indictment and the upcoming Happy Mugshot Day. My column, Emma Foley's column, and Jess Machado's column. They're all up there. So if you want to read some stuff on the indictment and what's going to happen tomorrow, you can go to HowieCarshow.com. Click off. McDonald's needs to lay off some of their employees in order to keep supplying that free internet, says 978. Yeah, that's the important, especially, and it's important for McDonald's to continue that, especially with all these Burger Kings closing in Michigan. You know, this is a bad time for, there was actually a good explanation in the conservative treehouse about this, about how everyone's getting slammed by inflation, obviously. But it's particularly bad for a company like McDonald's that uses processed foods, because they get hit at every level. Because, you know, whenever you have to wrap something, that's a petroleum product, takes energy to do that, the higher labor costs. Then you have to put it in a truck or on a rail car and ship it somewhere. Again, the price is through the roof. Then you have to unload it and drive it. And the restaurants, everything is higher, including the free internet service for the poor people that don't have any at their homes. 844-500-4242. Tony, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Tony.
Yeah, Howie, I was up in New York late 70s throughout the 80s. There was nobody, not a businessman, not a politician, that did more for New York, right, than Donald Trump. Maybe Giuliani. Now, first he took the Ambassador Hotel. It was a dive. It was all dilapidated, and he brought that back to the Grand Hyatt Regency. That whole neighborhood came back. And then there was the railroad, the railroad tracks down by the East River. It was all abandoned, mm-hmm. all garbage. He put up the condos. He not, you know, right there.
Yeah.
And then there was, of course, the ice rink.
The skating rink. He took it over and brought it in under budget after the city. I guess Mayor Koch had been screwing around with it for like close to a decade, and nothing had gotten done. And he got it done immediately. You're right.
Yes, and the funniest one of all, right? During the 80s, he was renovating a building. Downtown, right? And he was knocking off the cherubins with the wings off the building. Everybody was complaining. Now, there was a construction site. There was a construction strike in New York at that time, right? And they were all on strike. It was the construction industry controlled by the mob, right?
Yeah.
All the construction projects had stopped in New York, except for Trump's. That just kept rolling along. I wonder why. Anyway, it's ironic and real sad that a guy who really did more for New York than anybody outside of maybe Giuliani is getting prosecuted by these dummies up there. Thank you.
I know. And the Palm Beach Daily News, the shiny sheet, as they call it, they hate his guts. They, every day, they're just ripping him to shreds. Trump to make speech from Mar-a-Lago after he's indicted. You know? And he did the same thing in Palm Beach. He saved Mar-a-Lago from turning into a condo development. They ought to put up a statue next to the ones they have for Flagler all over the town, you know. But no, they the the powers that be, not the people, but the powers that be hate him, just like in New York City. And it's ridiculous. He, you know, what are they, why? What is this Trump derangement syndrome? I still can't figure it out. I mean, I know it is a cult, a religion, but I don't understand the basis of it. I don't understand what people are, let me put it this way. I don't understand what satisfaction, what peace it brings to the human soul. You know, it just fills you with rage and hatred and increases your blood pressure, probably leads to cancer. You know, with long-term exposure. Why? Are you angry that your 401k went up, that gasoline was under $2 a gallon, that everybody had a job? What made you so that there was peace around the world? That we were an energy exporter once again for the first time in 70 years? What made you so angry about the guy? Rena, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Rena.
Hi, Howie.
Hi.
It just irritates me that they're trying to get the right to make another so-called fake insurrection. They're spending all of this money for all of this added security, like we're going to go in there and protest. When on Friday, when the indictment was handed down, it was the left out there with pre-printed signs. They already
right.
knew. You know?
I know. They always, they, you know, Rena, that's, you raise a good point. They always have pre-printed signs, don't they?
Right. Yeah, it's convenient. And the other thing, too, I want to say real quick is people need to really wake up, because this is smoke and mirrors. This we are in very, very scary times. And our children are the future. And they are just destroying everything that our grandparents worked. My grandfather served in World War II, and he fought. My family fights in the military currently, fighting for our country. For what? You know what I mean? It's just the patriotism needs to come back. And it doesn't matter what side of the aisle you sit on, you're an American. MAGA is not a cult. It's Make America Great Again. And we should all want that. And it just irritates me.
It irritates a lot of us, Rena. It irritates half the country. I mean, and again, good luck recruiting anyone to join the military when you're running the Pentagon the way they're running it, with just critical race theory, teaching about white supremacy and transgenderism. I mean, who's joining that military? 844-500-4242. I wonder if they, do you think there's still a lot more Bud Lights today as people head off and finish up work and head to the bar to get a quick ayahuasca on the way home? Do you think there's still a lot of Bud Lights today? You order a Bud Light tonight, you know, some guy sees you at the other end of the bar who kind of knows you. He's going to go, "Hey, Dylan, how's it going today?" We'll talk more about that later, maybe. We had the saying for a while, you know, get woke, go broke. I mean, can you imagine this? A beer company? I know it's not the best beer in the world, but it is the number one selling beer in America anyway. And they decide to have Dylan Mulvaney, the guy who thinks he's a little girl, as their spokesman. Is Budweiser still the king of beers, by the way? 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242, 508. Trump supporters need to stay very peaceful during this one. One wrong move and the January 6th loonies will be reacted. That's not going to be a problem. I think Rena's right. The problem on Friday after the indictment was announced Thursday was the people with the pre-printed signs and the masks. All of whom seem to get a day off from their jobs. Wink, wink, nudge, nudge. Making any changes in your life this year? I've actually found out that the smallest changes to your routine can make the biggest impact. In the same way, you don't have to break the bank to make a big deal purchase. Even the smallest things can be part of a big change if it's something you use every day, like my Raycons. I'm getting a new dog, as you know, as I hope you know. His name is Roscoe. He's a black pug. I'll be getting him next month. He's coming from Ohio. I was on my walk today, I was playing Atomic Dog. Bow, wow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay. Bow, wow, yippee-o, yippee-ay. Why must I chase the cat? What a great song. I'll think of some other good dog songs to play on my Raycons.
Whether you curate a dog playlist.
That's can I go? Yeah, that's what I'll do. I won't need anything on Old Yeller. That's a very depressing.
Okay. How much is that doggy in the window? That seems a little too cotton candy for
that's
you.
That's kind of goofy, but it's not bad. I like How Much Is That Doggy in the Window? The one with the short curly hair. Whether you're looking for a pair of everyday earbuds, low-latency gaming headphones, or a speaker with a battery that will last all night at your next party, Raycon's got you covered. And yep, Raycon start at half the price of other premium audio brands. There's so many things you can get with your, so many extra features that most earbuds don't have. Custom gel tips for the perfect, most comfortable in-ear fit. Crystal clear call quality. Water and sweat resistant. And they have 8 hours of playtime on the everyday earbuds and 11 on the everyday speakers. Are you ready to buy something small with a big impact right now? Go to buyraycon.com/Howie today to get 15% off your Raycon order. That's buyraycon.com/Howie to score 15% off. Buyraycon.com/Howie. I'm Howie Carr.
He's the undisputed king of New England Talk Radio.
It's good to be the king.
Howie Carr. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
Got a text from a bar owner in Boston, and he said his bud salesman came in today and looked like he'd been through a brawl. People calling and screaming and yelling. They weren't happy. They weren't happy. And I can't repeat.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Excuse me, it's ma'am. It is ma'am.
There was a short story writer in Boston. I think his name was Andrew Dubois or Du Bois. He's been dead for a long time now. He wrote a story in the 70s. I only remember the guy walks into the bar and says, "We'll have some Pickwick ales and some lights for the ladies." So it has more. Pickwick's gone, but it's his. Those lights for the ladies has more meaning than ever, I guess. 844-500-4242. David, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, David.
Hey, Howie, how are you doing today?
Good.
Good. Long time listener, first time caller. You know, I've noticed over the past like 25 years, the way the left has been attacking the right is bullying. Straight up bullying. And it kind of makes me nervous because, you know, you keep bullying and bullying, sooner or later, the bullies are going to bite back. And
or the victims are going to bite back.
What?
10-on-1 is leftist fun, David.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's getting to a point where when is enough enough for us? You know, when does this... How are we going to stop this is my big question. How do we stop this? Because the bullying, it's gone too far.
Yeah, it is. I mean, and the fact, too, that they just get a total pass on all of this stuff. As Trump pointed out, I mean, no one's talking about Biden's corruption and all this money coming in from China. Thanks for the call. I'm Howie Carr.